USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee released its final report in the middle of the night Thursday. The final report, which culminates an 18-month investigation, asserting President Trump played a key role in motivating it. The 814-page report recommends Mr. Trump be canceled from running for president in 2024 and the Department of Justice take legal action. The committee's referral holds no legal standing. A New York federal judge granted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried a $250 million bail while he awaits trial for eight federal criminal charges related to the crypto investment collapse. Two of his top executives, Carolyn Ellison and Gary Wang, pled guilty Wednesday to various criminal charges related to the FTX fall and are cooperating with the federal government. It's being reported Sam's under house arrest and will move into his parents' home in California. He's due back in court January 3rd. Sam on ABC News.
If I had been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management on FTX, I don't think that would have happened. I stopped working as hard for a bit. You know, honestly, if I look back on myself, I think I got a little cocky.
As advertised, the weather outside is frightful for travelers in the Midwest, South, and Eastern USA.
Flight tracking site FlightAware reports that more than 2,000 flights were canceled on Thursday, and 1,000 more scheduled for today have been canceled. FlightAware also reported more than 5,000 flights were delayed yesterday. Chicago and Denver were affected most because of the storm, which is hitting the Great Lakes region and the Northeast today. I'm Dave Collins.
The American people are now on the hook for the massive $1.7 trillion pork-filled budget through September 2023. The Senate passed the government funding bill 68-29 on Thursday, sending the measure to the House. Lawmakers will now be able to travel home in time for the holidays. This is USA News.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Heart attack deaths are more likely during the holiday season than any other time of year. And with nearly 1 in 2 Americans having high blood pressure, the leading cause of heart attacks and stroke, this might be the time to take control of your health. Dr. Yvonne Commodore Mensa, cardiovascular nurse epidemiologist with the American Heart Association.
The holidays are a busy, often stressful time for many of us. Routines are disrupted, we may tend to eat and drink more, and exercise and relax less. That's why it's more important than ever to monitor your blood pressure at home or at the doctor's office.
Make your health a priority by taking control of your blood pressure with four easy steps.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. These are the steps featured in the American Heart Association short dance video to encourage everyone to make their health a priority this holiday season. Check your blood pressure and share your numbers with the doctor.
For more information, visit nhci.heart.org.
The United States is accusing North Korea of supplying battlefield missiles and rockets to the Russian mercenary group Wagner to be used in Ukraine. The White House said the shipment violated UN Security Council resolutions and that it would announce further sanctions against Wagner. Both North Korea and Wagner have claimed innocence. Holiday travel and a once-in-a-lifetime storm? No bueno.
First came the wind, followed by light snow, and then the freezing rain. The storm canceled dozens of flights Thursday at PDX and is expected to cancel even more on Friday. Thousands of people have lost power, much in part to the wind. Nearly half of the U.S. is under a wind chill alert. More than 100 million Americans facing extreme winter weather. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden delivered his Christmas message to the American people on Thursday.
And we look to the sky, to a lone star, shining brighter than all the rest, guiding us to the birth of a child Christians believe to be the Son of God. Miraculously now, here among us on earth, bringing hope, love, and peace, and joy to the world. Yes, it's a story that's 2,000 years old, but it's still very much alive today.
The Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the New York Jets in their house last night, 19-3. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.